We continue with Mishnah Berurah Amud Yomi Hilchos Shabbos Siman Shin Chav Vav. We're in the middle of Sif Aleph. Says the Mechaber, Bahani Mili Bechame Ha'ur, that which we say it is prohibited to rinse, that is only if it is heated up from a fire in the water. Aval Bechame Teveria Mutar Lirchot Afilu Kol Gufo Yachad, but the waters of Teveria which were heated up from the ground, so that kind of water you are allowed to wash your body in. Vein tzarech lomar betzonin in, and obviously you are allowed to wash your entire body in cold water. V'had ashar b'chamei Teveria, that which we allow you to bathe yourself in the water which comes from the springs of Teveria, dafka b'karka, that's only to rinse in, to take a bath, or to wash your body in the ground. Aval b'kli lo, but to take the water from chamei Teveria into a kli, you're not allowed to wash yourself. Da'asi l'chlufi b'chamei or, because we're afraid that you might come to mix it up with water which was heated up by actual fire, which is prohibited. And because of this issue of not rinsing in hot water, of bathing in hot water, the Mishnah Berurah points out that those who have the minhag to heat up the mikvah on Shabbos must be careful that it not reach a temperature which is higher than poshrin. It should be a temperature which is a little less than room temperature or something of that nature, but it should not be hot water because of this issue of rechitza b'chamin on Shabbos. Even though the Mechaber stated that you are allowed to take a bath in cold water, we will see shortly that the minhag is not to bathe in cold water at all. Sif Beis. Yesh omrim dehad deshari b'chamei Teveria dafka k'shena makom makor. There are some who say that when we say it is permissible to bathe in the chamei Teveria, that is only if the area is not covered with a roof. Avalim makom makora aser, but if it is covered with a roof, it is prohibited. Mishum de'asi le'dezeve aser, because the hot water will cause steam to rise in a enclosed area, and then you will be using that steam to cause sweat, and zeya is prohibited. Even though rechitza might be permissible with chamei Teveria, we would not allow that. Some say that even zeya is permissible with chamei Teveria, because the only time we prohibit it lahazia is when it is prohibited rechitza. But if rechitza is permissible with that water, then lahazia would be permissible as well. Siv Gimel. Amas Hamayim Shehi Chama. If one has a stream of water which is hot, Aser Lahamshech L'Socha Afil Me'arav Shabbos Silon, you cannot take a pipe and put it into that water, Sheltonin, with cold water in that pipe. Upiya Silon Yotzei Chutz La'ama Umeiv Nishbachim La'uka Shebakarka, and the water will then spill out of that pipe into a pit which you will use to bathe in. The reason that it is prohibited is because of the issue of Hatmana that we learned about earlier. If you did so, you cannot use that water. It's like it was heated up on Shabbos. If you put the sealant in before Yontif, it has that status that we will learn later on in Hilchos Yom Tov. Siv Dalid. You should not wash your body, pour water on your body, cold water, and then stand next to a fire. Because now you heat up that water that's on you, and it's like you washed your body with hot water. You are allowed to stand next to a fire and warm up your body, and then pour cold water on you. We're not afraid that that is considered to be bathing in hot water, just because your body is hot, and then the cold water will become hot because of your body. Mishnah Berurah points out that the only issue that we're dealing with is bathing, is the issue of heating up the water. Now it's like you bathed in hot water, but we do not present the issue of cooking, that if you pour cold water on yourself and then you stand next to a fire, that you are heating up that water such that it will be prohibited mishum bishul. The Mishnah Berurah says that this is not a problem because, as we know, hefsher is not similar to bishul. Warming up the water on your body does not have the status of bishul, as we learned earlier. Siv Hei. Yesh omrim shetzarech lizar shelo lachamim yadav etzal eish acher netila im lo yinagvim tchila yafeh. There are some who have the same sheet that when it comes to your hands, not only your entire body, but you can't rinse off your hands and then put your hands next to a fire, because that is also considered to be washing your hands with hot water. The Mishnah Berurah explains that this is a much more machmir shita. The sheet in Siv Dalet just said that you can't wash your whole body with that water and then heat up the water, because that's like rinsing your whole body in hot water, which we know is prohibited. Here we are even prohibiting yadav, which we know pun of yadav araglav is supposed to be permissible with water that was heated up before Shabbos. But here we are saying that this water that you are heating up now has such a chumar status that you would not be able to even wash your hands with that hot water.